You're listening to L'Espoir by Haitian composer Sidney Guillaume, and it's being performed by a cello quartet from Shelter Music Boston. Now, we've talked a lot here on the show the last few weeks about homelessness and vulnerability, especially as we have focused on the humanitarian crisis that is unfolding around the area near Mass Ave and Melnia-Cass Boulevard. You've heard people talk about fear of going into shelter, resistance to being removed from tents, concerns that we don't have the right treatment options. With all of that fresh in our minds, we wanted to learn more about Shelter Music Boston and their quest to bring the healing power of music to those who are at moments of great vulnerability. Joining us now, Adrian Anantawan and Carrie Eldridge Dixon. They are the Artistic Director and Managing Director of Shelter Music Boston. Adrian, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And Carrie, welcome to you as well.
Thanks so much for having us.
So, Adrian, I feel like this is such an important moment to understand the healing power of music and how we bring dignity and respite to people in moments of vulnerability. I want to ask you to take us back to the very first time you played in a shelter or a family center. What was it like, and what do you remember?
Absolutely. So, as the artistic director of Shelter Music Boston, it's been a privilege to be able to bring classical music into spaces where we may not necessarily see classical music, definitely Symphony Hall, but as you were just mentioning, right across the block, we have a lot of folks who are struggling out in tents or just really down on their luck. And the idea of being able to play and give art to folks who need it and need that healing power of music is almost flipping the paradigm on its head with our organization, where we don't wait for people to be fully healthy or on their feet or in a place of privilege in order to access classical music. But we believe that the work that we do helps them get to a space where, as you were just mentioning before, allows us as musicians and delivery providers of the arts to find vulnerability and relationship building to
so
what we do.
Have you found that, Adrian, that as a performer, that vulnerability in performing music this way?
Absolutely. I think that I learned so much as a musician from any of the audiences that I play for, and particularly in shelters or places where folks are recovering from substance use. That connection of vulnerability is even more amplified in terms of that relationship sharing and building.
So, Carrie, I'm going to turn to you now, the managing director there at Shelter Music Boston. I want to play a clip here for you from a performance at the Dimmock Center.
And I love it when people say, I didn't think I was going to like this, and I really like it. You know? Yes. That's great.
It brought me back to my childhood.
Oh, cool. Was that good?
Yeah, that was fun.
Great.
That was awesome.
So, you know, the performance included music by Reger, Vivaldi, Irish fiddle tunes, but we're hearing what it awoke in the audience. Tell us about that.
You know, our concerts are more than just a concert. They're meant to be interactive. They're meant to create community and human connection, and they're meant to really bring dignity and respect. And so our concerts are lively, and they're engaging, and people are participating. They're sharing their thoughts and feelings about the music, even when they don't like the music or have questions about the music. And there's no right answer or right response to the music. You know, I've seen people walk into one of our concerts, you know, in the before days when we were performing live, you know, sort of tense and grumpy and clearly with a burden on their shoulders. And then that really melts away. And the feedback that we get from our audiences is, you know, I was depressed, I was sad, I was exhausted, I was in pain, physical pain, before the concert, and then afterwards, you know, those things are lifted away, replaced by joy, replaced by a lack of pain. It is quite powerful.
I want to build on that. One of the organizations Shelter Music Boston has worked with is Rosie's Place, which is a women's shelter in the city. Earlier today, we spoke with Sandy Mariano, who's their chief program officer there, and here's what she had to say.
We have a lot of women who have a lot of mental illness, substance use disorder, histories of trauma, and I think music is very calming and soothing for a lot of our women. You know, we've always found that music has impacted them positively with a variety of different kinds of music. And, you know, I think it just takes, like with anyone, it kind of takes your mind off your daily struggles and helps them relax.
Adrian, you've talked about that music is a prerequisite to healing. What is it about music and classical music that has this effect and brings this invitation to healing and really physical impact even sometimes on people?
Music in particular is a very interesting art form. It's very ephemeral. You play it and then it disappears, at least in the live context. Yet when you're in its presence, you are transported into a different world, different emotion, a different time, sometimes relevant to the context of a piece of music and the composer, at least in classical music, but it can also be relevant to your own personal history. To say that Beethoven was only about a man in the 17th century who was going through struggles, becoming hearing impaired, is just as poignant today with anyone who's going through a particular struggle. And I think that when we talk about dealing with pain and healing, it's really understanding that we aren't alone, not only within our communities for those who are here to help us, but also throughout human history. And to know that in classical music, at least, we have these pieces that have existed for hundreds, even thousands of years that really speak to the human condition in a way that allows us to understand that we're in this together.
So we are talking with Adrian Anantawan and Carrie Eldridge Dixon of Shelter Music Boston, which brings classical music into programs that are serving those who are unhoused. So, Carrie, I want to talk about the artists who play the music, and I want to talk about the music itself. And I'm going to play a little bit of music here from the song Illusion by Indigenous composer Sage Bond. So that's part of a collaboration between Shelter Music Boston and the Native American Composer Apprentice Project and the Grand Canyon Music Festival. And I want you to tell us a little bit more about who the artists are who are playing, who the artists are who are composing, and how you make those choices.
Sure. This project was a creation of our founder and previous artistic director, Julie Levin, and was really born out of a desire to acknowledge that Shelter Music Boston and our musicians perform for our audiences on the ancestral and unceded lands of the Pawtucket, Massachusetts, and Wampanoag people, and really wanting to give space to lift up the voices of young Indigenous composers. We often get asked, are composers still alive today? Do people still write classical music? And so this helps us answer that question, but also helps lift up the voices of folks who may not be heard and who may not have their music played widely, and really connects the human emotion and the musical stories of all people, but really especially marginalized and traumatized populations
And do professional musicians from the area, are they, do you have to work hard to get players, or do people want to come do this?
No, we don't actually. And thank you for naming that it's professional musicians who work with us. That's really an underpinning of our mission, because we believe everyone deserves access to the highest quality classical music, and so our musicians are all professionals. And in many cases, they're attracted to the work that we do, and they seek us out, or they know musicians who are already playing for us. But we're also working hard to find new musicians, and particularly diverse musicians, to join our ensembles.
So, Adrian, I remember when Shelter Music Boston was founded. I was doing human service work at the time, and it was during a time when there was a wave of understanding that spaces that the vulnerable were in should be beautiful, should be quality, that those who are vulnerable deserve quality, not just whatever they can get. And it has really become part of a movement. Tell me what you think this work does for the care of people who are unhoused and receiving services.
Yeah, so I think that what you were saying, that vulnerable people deserve the most beautiful places, is such a wonderful statement. And it just speaks to the idea that no matter where you are in life, that you are still fully human, and that we find meaning and dignity through things that may not necessarily feel like are sort of the highest priority need. Sometimes it is housing, sometimes it is healthcare, but the arts and music in particular are so integral to being a piece of that holistic care that all professionals in our communities are coming together to be able to serve folks who are really ourselves, our communities, because as we all know, all of us could find ourselves in difficult times. We might find ourselves unhoused or disabled or going through various challenges that our neighbors are going through right now. And it's really just that bridging of empathy and care to do what we would wish others to do for us if we were in the same challenges.
Carrie, here is the finale from Spring Quartet, Op. 59 by Beethoven, and I'm going to talk over it as we play it. You've been virtual. This is from a Zoom performance. Can you get back into shelter soon in just a sentence or two?
We hope we can. We actually spoke with Sandy at Rosie's Place recently and are starting to talk about returning to live concerts, but we serve a very vulnerable population, and questions around the pandemic are still unanswered, and we don't know when we'll be ready to return to all sites, but we're doing a lot of different types of programming to reach our audiences and hoping to return in person soon.
All right, Carrie Eldridge Dixon and Adrian Anantawan from Shelter Music Boston, thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
Thank
for
you.
Having us.
And let's go out on more of L'Espoir by Haitian composer Sidney Guillaume, performed by a cello quartet from Shelter Music Boston. That's our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Tiziana Deering. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.